And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about tourism and visitor travel on this weekend's show. We're joined in the studio today by Lisa Mayo, who is the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County. And Lisa, next thing I want to ask you about is a Trailheads program that I know the Visitors Bureau has, or the Visit Tuolumne County has taken up. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. The Trailheads program is a really, it's something that we've wanted to do for a long time. And the fact that so many people were coming up here and that hiking and being in the outdoors continues to be the number one reason people come up here, we wanted to provide some guidelines and kind of a program for people to follow. And so what we did, we put together what we called our top 12 trails. Some people might argue with what the trails are, but we wanted things that that were accessible, but that had some diversity as far as how strenuous they were, where they were located, that type of thing. So we have, this lives online, and people can go on there, they can download the map, and then what's really fun is after they complete a trail, they can go on and fill out a form, and they can talk about the trail and say they've completed it, and they can earn badges. So we have up to 5 badges you can earn. I think you have to do like 50 trails to earn like the Master Mountaineer badge. But it's been really, really popular. It's been picked up in a lot of different outdoor magazines. It's been picked up by Men's Journal and Travel and Leisure and some other publications like that. And we do find that people just, they really love the whole trail thing. And this also talks about whether it's for horseback riding or if you can take your dog, hiking or biking. So it's a lot of fun.
So for our outdoor enthusiasts, where would like some of those trails be?
Well, we have Carlin Falls is one of them. We have Pinecrest Lake, of course, and because that's a great kind of easy-ish trail, and you feel like people can, you know, they love water destinations. So that one works. We have the Sugar Pine Trail, the West Side Trail, and then what we're doing is for winter, we're just adding a couple more where you could go snowshoeing, like the Tuolumne Grove of Giant Sequoias. So, they're all over the county.
Yeah, I imagine, especially if people are visiting, those could be hard to find sometimes, so kind of a good resource for people who are coming in.
Exactly. We wanted to make it easy for the visitor where they're not out there and trying to, you know, find something that is difficult and they kind of know what to expect. It's also another avenue for us to get out the stewardship messaging that we've been really trying hard to get out through almost everything we're doing and have kind of a captured audience for that, just reminding them about being good stewards of our land.
How about Tuolumne County Art Week? Was that a new thing this year?
That was a new thing this year. We wanted to do something as things were kind of, you know, shut down and all that. We have so much talent in our county, and we really wanted to highlight that. So we put together this Tuolumne County Art Week, and really it was just any artist could be a part of it, and they could offer whatever they wanted to, whether it was inviting people into their studio to watch them paint or sculpt, that type of thing. And some artists had different sales that they wanted to get out there that week. And so that is, that's what we did for that week. It was an inaugural event, and we do plan on doing it again. And hopefully there won't be as much or any shutdown as we were dealing with this last one. But just really wanted to highlight the arts community all the way around.
I remember around the time that the pandemic started, the Healthy Pledge came out through the Visit Tuolumne County as well. Was that a successful endeavor?
Yeah, I think it was a really great program. And in fact, we still have it going on because we still, obviously, you know, visitors want to make sure that they're going where they feel safe and they want to know what to expect. And so anyone can sign up for this program, but it did in those early days really help people to understand it. It also helped the businesses to look at various guidelines that were out there and be connected to all the different protocols. So I would say that it was definitely a good one. We did window decals that identified the different businesses. And again, this is an ongoing program, and anyone can go on to our website and sign up for that and get their information in, and they'll be part of the website at that point.
Any other new or exciting initiatives with Visit Tuolumne County?
Well, I think one of the really fun things is we have a marketing coordinator, Sarah Spolgeric, and she is all about doing new things and comes up with a lot of new ideas. And she wanted to do a podcast. And at first we were like, well, you know, it's going to take a bit of time and all this. But she got it together and she's done three now. And I was her first one. So it was fun. I had never been on a podcast before. But It's been a really neat way to kind of get more in depth in different areas of the county. The last one she did was with Ryan Dish out at Columbia State Historic Park, and very enthusiastic and a lot of great history, and it's really fun. And I would encourage locals to listen to those, because you might learn some things that you didn't know about the area before.
I know in past years too, before the pandemic hit, a lot of times you'd bring in writers to have different, to give different tours and that type of thing. Is that something you're looking at bringing back again anytime soon?
Yes, we would love to have our writers back and be able to do familiarization tours with them. We are currently in the process of planning for the Outdoor Writers Association of California conference, and we're anticipating maybe 35 to 40 writers. And many will bring guests with them, but they're really focused on, of course, the outdoors. A lot of them fish, just different activities, hiking, all the things that we have here to offer in the way of outdoor activities. So we're planning that for November, and of course, it's all contingent on how things play out with the pandemic. But yeah, we're looking forward to having them. They were last here in 2014.
Are you still getting quite a bit of good publicity and media attention for Tuolumne County?
We are. It's pretty amazing the media attention that we are getting. And one of the things with really just focusing in state, we've always seen a lot of Bay Area travelers in LA, but we're seeing more and more of them because people are staying a lot closer to home. So it's been really great. And we work with Augustine Agency. And they help us with our PR outreach, and so that's been really good. We've also been working with Black Diamond. We put our contract with them on hold for quite a while. They're out of the UK, but all along, they have been putting out little things. Whenever we have something new to report, they put it out there. And so what we're hoping for is that there will be this huge, you know, interest, and there already is in Tuolumne County in the UK again. They're trying to maintain that interest. And so when the time is right, we can start inviting our international friends back.
Yeah, you mentioned seeing an increase of in-state travel. How are you able to track where different people are coming from?
Well, a lot of it is just listening to our hoteliers and seeing what they're seeing. But what's really awesome for us this year is we just got in partnership with a company called Madden Media. And they have a program called Madden Voyage, and it's a brand new dashboard for us, but we're able to see where people are coming from and where they're going, and it's really interesting. And the number one destination people were coming to us from is LA, within California. And we saw that in the past at our Chinese camp office when we had that, and it seems to be the continuing trend.
Any idea why LA as opposed to like San Francisco or other spots in the state?
You know, I guess people just want to get out, and sometimes they'll do maybe a loop and go up. Maybe they hit San Francisco and then go to wine country and Tahoe and then come down. It's really interesting because honestly, it probably would not have been what I would have thought it would be, that LA is our number one in California market. But Yosemite, of course, is a huge draw. And if they're coming into Yosemite and they're making their way out 120, I mean, we'll gladly welcome them.
Before the pandemic and everything got shuffled around, what were you noticing with overseas travelers? Where were most of them coming from?
Well, most of the overseas travelers were coming from the UK, of course, and Germany. And that's kind of has always been in the top three or four, both of those. And France is another one. And those are all markets that we work with on some level. What California is seeing now is that India and Mexico are two really emerging markets.
Need to take one more break. Talking with Lisa Mayo, who is the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute.